welcome to the Equitopia podcast. So I'm very excited to be here in Colorado with the world-renowned veterinarian trainer, Dr. Gerd Heuschmann. I know a lot of you are going to be anxious to hear some advice about training horses. And so we have a few questions that we're going to ask Gerd, and he's going to give us the benefit of his sage advice. So Gerd, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
So here's the first question. We would like to know, how should a young horse be first introduced to work, and what should the first year of education look like?
Oh, this is a good question, a very important question, because I think the first approach to a baby is this little guy has to be your friend. He has to be used to people. He has to be ready to be led and tied to her. In the barn, he has to accept people all around him. He has to be ready to be touched everywhere around his body. So it's more a social thing. The horses need to be socialized and need to realize that humans are no predators but friends. And still, on the other side, friends but also the boss. Yeah? They have to realize the human being is a little bit over or above this horse in the herd. So they have to accept us. Of course, in a baby, you would never use force, or it's a friendship more. Okay, the first year, I know that many people play long time with their horses to get on their back. I'm a little bit more old-fashioned type, because my approach for a baby is, as soon as they are socialized and willing to be with us, I would try to make the horse used to a saddle. Probably you could pony them beside an old routine horse, take the baby with you, without a saddle, with a saddle. And suddenly, after a few weeks, there's a young person with a nice two-point seat, and the horse learns that the guy on the back is a nice person also, and adjusts his movement to the horse's movement. So there must be no pressure at all. It's more getting used to things. And as soon as I made this point, the first aid a horse should learn is the driving aid. Every horse, and this is why ponying is so valuable, the horse is leaded on a lead rope, whatever you want to use, from an experienced rider on a cavesson on a rope halter, and the rider has no reins. So there is no chance to pull on a baby's mouth. And when this young horse learns that there is a leg on each side and learns to accept this soft, respectful leg of a rider, then you have your direction in your horse. Steinbeck calls this, give your horse a direction, and you finally are able to offer a soft bit and a nice snaffle bit, and the horse can go to the bit. This is something you would fix, I would say, exceptions are there, but maybe in 3 to 6 months. And if you have a young horse, walk trot canner in two-point seat, light seat, not a little bit of pole flexion needed for this, the opposite, a long neck with a nice soft contact out there, then I think you made a great job to start a baby and give him the best physical development.
Fantastic, thank you. So just an additional question to build on that. So if a lot of people out there probably are getting horses that have been trained, maybe come from bad training, would you say there's any major differences between the approach to training a young baby and then an approach to training a rehab horse?
I would say that the part that the horse needs to trust the rider is, in some horses, really, if they are remedial horses, they were abused or they were ridden badly, this is the key point. This takes maybe longer time. A baby usually has no bad experience with people. And if you handle it correctly and your first approach is nice, in my experience, there is no trouble at all. If you have horses who already have history, you have to look to this horse first and check out what is the horse's experience, and then you have to turn this negative experience to a positive one. And this might take longer time, of course.
Okay, and some of our followers are Western. We're a little light on the Western. And so when it comes to an approach to training for different disciplines, it's probably complicated, and I know it's defined by what you want the horse to do, and it's important that you choose which. But perhaps is there some key differences between, say, training a horse for dressage and training a horse for some kind of a Western discipline that might not be a contact?
Mm-hmm. I think that our first year, maybe even the second year, is very similar. So also a dressage horse or a jumper, so a classical horse, a horse in the three classical disciplines, would not be so much in a special position. Yeah. So I know that many people have pulled the horses nose or head in on the first ride, but this is not what it is about, because if you do this, you run into a problem. So I would say the guy who starts a warm blood to be to finally ride the horse in the classical disciplines should behave a little bit more like a cowboy in the first year. So give this horse a free neck. The only difference is maybe that you offer, as soon as the horse has a direction, found rhythm, goes forward, you might offer a soft hand so that there is a place to go to. And to quote Steinbrecht, the horse has the chance to fall in love with your hand. You have a beautiful soft hand and the horse goes there. Maybe the cowboy would leave this horse a little bit more alone and influence the horse with a soft impulse through the rein. But the basic principles, the biomechanic, or maybe the balance, is very, very similar. That it would change as soon as the warm blood horse would take the contact a little bit more clear, would round the pole, the top line would be a little bit convex, not curled, yeah, a little bit convex, the back would come up, then I would say the two lines go a little bit apart. But the baby work is very similar.
Okay. Thank you. So, you know, it's complicated for people out there to really make their way through all the various types of people who are trying to tell them how to train their horse. And they're frequently encouraged that if they have a problem to use some kind of a gadget, whether it be a draw rein or something like that. Is there any place for gadgets, or is there anything that is that you would consider appropriate or best of if you have to use something, or is there any role for them at all in training?
Well, I would say the classical idea needs nothing, not a single gadget, especially not a draw rein. I would say the only side rein which would make sense is if you have an older, experienced, properly trained horse, you could use a side rein to give this horse a certain balance and have a rider on him for seat schooling without reins. So this horse has an easier time to carry a rider in a certain position. But I don't like side reins at all in the context of, and it's many times used like this in Germany, the horse is stiff in the pole, this guy doesn't want to take the nose down, so I put him in side reins and show him how it should be. This leads to exactly the opposite result. You know, you get a stiffer horse, a curling horse, a bucking horse, you stress your horse, this doesn't make sense. You need a snaffle bit. You need a nice soft rein and a friendly hand and a good seat. That's it. And of course, a good heart and a friendly attitude. This is what you need. And maybe a saddle.
Okay. The side reins would be very loose, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And any view, or where do you see the breeding of the modern horses, whether they be Western or dressage horses? Is there any key advice or any key observations that you think would be helpful to people who are maybe out looking to buy a horse or trying to figure out where do they go and what do they look for?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not so experienced with the quarter horses. I think an experienced cowboy could give probably better advice. But in the warm blood world, I think, if you are an amateur rider who wants to do a good job in the saddle, you should try to get a medium quality horse, which is for me the higher quality. So don't buy the superstar with the biggest trot, the biggest canter, and in the worst case, a short back. Try to find a horse with a normal size, medium long back. Try to get a horse with a solid walk, a nice trot, and a solid canter. But if you go for a horse with too big movements and a too high rideability, a very flexible neck, you run into trouble. You will work years on this to get out of this. Maybe sometimes you cannot get over it anyhow.
Okay, wise words. And so for a final question, Gert, you know, there are many riders out there. It's hard to find your way through trainers. Who do you take advice from? Is there any tips that you would give for people who are trying to do the best they can for their horse? They don't have access to a trainer. Is there anything they can do that's, you know, it's not going to be perfect, but some kind of tips that would help them along the way to at least avoid super trouble?
Well, this is a difficult question. Of course, the best you can get is a good trainer. And the best trainer is a very experienced trainer. We have tons of talented young people, but a trainer who saw thousands of different horses, of course, has a way better, more solid foundation to build his wise sentences on. My advice is we have to start to read one day. It's not very popular to read a book today. And of course, we have different medias. We have broadcasts. We have video presentations. And Equitopia, I think, fills this spot very good. Teach yourself. School your eye to see how a horse should look like, a properly trained horse. We have a generation of people who think being on the bit is a curled neck. Yeah, we have people who show up in my clinics. They show me pictures, horse in front of vertical, and the judge told them the horse is not on the bit. So, of course, this is horrible information. School your eye, and Equitopia, I think, is a very good place to get a good eye for how should a horse look like. This is what you can do beside a good trainer.
Oh, thank you very much, Gerd. So we're going to wrap it up for today with Gerd, and thank you very much for listening. We're going to attach a list of his books, which will be a great place to start. And we will also be having some online courses from Gerd to help you in the absence of being able to find a trainer. And hopefully we'll be working towards finding solutions on that as well. So hope to talk to you again soon. And thanks for joining.